The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We have action at Ballinrobe this evening, a mixed card to look forward to on Monday evening. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line once again is Irish Racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, Mark, thank you. Yes, you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. A good weekend just passed by, Andy, and we've got Ballinrobe this evening. We'll start by just reflecting on the current. Anything stand out to you there?
Yeah, it was a sort of mixed day for Aidan O'Brien, wasn't it? He took the big filly race, the debutante stakes with Tapestry, filly by Galileo, who looked a really improved performer after scrambling home on debut over six furlongs, and stepped up to seven. She got the better of two useful horses in the shape of Stable Companion, perhaps, and Avenue Gabriel. A couple of horses had run well against Wonderfully, and arguably the best fillies race so far this season. So to beat those two was no mean feat on a second-only start. Fast time. And the way she finished off her race, well, next year she's going to be a real threat to the main middle-distance fillies around. And, races like the Moyglare stood later on in the season, she'll be fine. And then she'll probably, campaign towards the Oaks next season. Looks a really good horse. But unfortunately, Aidan O'Brien then suffered a bit of a reversal with Walkerman, the Coventry Stakes winner, getting turned over at Long Odds on in the Phoenix Stakes, beaten by the real find of the season, or the improver of the season, Sudri Man from the David Watchman camp, who's improved in all recognition in his last three starts. I won't say the winner, won was any fluke about it, and you couldn't really say whether Walkerman wasn't quite on his game or not, but needless to say, David Watchman's charge is one to certainly contend with. I think it'd be dangerous to underestimate him.
Okay, and then we might as well talk about the other group races as well. In the Royal Whip Stakes, Maputo, Mark Johnson's runner, going over there and stepping up into group company without a problem.
Definitely, yeah, he's a real huge improver, isn't he? I mean, he's started by winning handicaps. He's graduated up now to Group 3 company, won Hamilton last time, the time before, and he got the better of several useful horses, not obviously the top grade. Yesterday, the Cora beating Caponato, probably wants a little bit more cut in the ground than she did yesterday. But I think Centalula's a fair guideline to the form. She's been very industrious of late, running in, of course, the Irish Oaks, finishing fourth there, and then getting beat by Royal Diamond and Ernest Hemingway the other night. So, if she's the key form line, she's rated 115, and you have to say Maputo is easily up to Group 2, Group 1 standards, and I presume Mark Johnson will now tread that way with Maputo. He looks a real improver.
Yeah, and another improver is Slade Power, who took the Phoenix Sprint Stakes, the Group 3 contest there, over six furlongs, and he's rising up the sprint ranks, isn't he?
He is, yeah. I mean, Edward Lynham's had a terrific last couple of seasons, hasn't he, with Soul Power, and now he's got Slade Power, real stocky son of Dutch Art, which, given the way he's improving, he could sort of go towards the Abbey towards the back end of the season and give Edward Lynham a bit of fun in that race.
Certainly will. That's the current. Anyway, that's all done and dusted. Let's look ahead now to the action at Ballinrobe this evening. We have a mixed card to look forward to, flat and jumps action. And the first race is the 5:15. We start with a maiden on the flat over a mile and one furlong. And tax reform heads the betting after an improved effort at Galway, building on a decent debut at Down Royal. Do you think tax reform deserves to be a favourite, Andy?
I think so, but this is a bit of a stink of a race, really, Mark, to be honest. The top-rated horse on the figures is Lake Nova, called by Monju, who is obviously not one of Aidan O'Brien's stable stars, had plenty of chances and was well beaten. The last time we saw him at Ballinrobe, he was beaten almost 20 lengths, which doesn't bode well for his chances tonight, and he hasn't really got that much scope either, Lake Nova. So you'd have to say tax reform, just off the back of two runs, including that run last time out at Galway, he's definitely the one to beat. I mean, that race at Galway itself wasn't exactly that strong. It was a race at Pirate Cove, was sent off a very short price to the Dermot Weld stable on debut, but he didn't live up to expectations and he finished last of seven. So it's a little bit of a watered down affair. I mean, Sister Slough gone into that race also rated in the 60s as well, so tax reform didn't exactly knock the ball out of the park either on the figures, finishing second. Albeit, if you catch the eye and the way he stayed on, I think this is the thing you're buying into tonight, the fact that he's up in trip the way he stayed on at Galway suggests that extra couple of fellas are definitely playing to his strengths. And I certainly expect him to get the better of at least Lake Nova. The danger could well turn out to be Lady O'Malley from the Joseph Murphy stable, who was 6 in a hot handicap the other day behind one of Andrew Oliver's Cool Target Acquired. That was also in Galway. That was over 7 furlongs. Lake Nova, he's had plenty of chances as well. So I think this race will go to something that's got a bit more scope to improve. And hopefully that'll be tax reform.
Okay, tax reform then in the opener. We move on to the 5:45 next, and this is a handicap over a mile and one furlong. And Granny on Fire heads the betting here. And is it fair to say that Granny on Fire is going to at least set the standard? Very consistent, isn't she?
Yes, she is. It's a horse I had my eye on early on in the season in a few of those handicaps, not getting the best of runs in 5 and 6 furlong handicaps at the likes of Nace and Navan when things happened a little bit too quickly for her. But since she's been up to trip, she's certainly lived up to those early expectations. First decent run was at Nace over a mile when she caught the eye running on quite nicely behind several subsequent winners, the likes of More Than Me Jobs with Target Acquired and Capitol Hill in that race at Nace on the 26th of June, have all won since. And then she finally got off the mark at Bellystown when she came with a withering run down the outside to beat a subsequent winner, Capitol Hill, with plenty to spare. There's lots to like about that performance. Back in 9th was a horse called Carenza, who's subsequently gone on to boost the form as well with a win at Leopardstown. So it was a little bit of a surprise that she got beat the other day at Dundalk when she looked as though she's coming to win a race, only for Liberty to Rock just to out-battle her in the closing stages. But again, that race looks fairly solid, comes out well on the figures. And I think this mile one round this track here tonight should suit this horse, because she does have a quite strong finish, and often when they turn around that final bend of Ballinrobe, you need something that definitely gets home around that gradient with 2 furlongs to run. And hopefully Shane Gray can manoeuvre her out to get her a clear run down the outside, and hopefully Granny on Fire will do a customary thing and come home very strong in the lane.
OK, on to the third race, and this is at 6:15, and this is a handicap over a mile and 6 furlongs. The betting is headed by Sean this morning, who finally got off the mark over this course and distance last time. Has handled quicker ground of late, but do you think Sean's a better performer on the softer surface?
Yeah, I think that's a fair shout. It wasn't a particularly strong race, that Apprentice handicap the other night, when he beat Crouching Harry, who's been a long-standing maiden for quite a while. Come to think of it, so has Hang of Fire as well, a couple of horses who do struggle to get their head in front. Yes, Sian has certainly been threatening to win off the back of 2 good runs prior to that, so it certainly wasn't winning out of turn. Unfortunately, she's just got a little bit of a bogey draw to overcome here tonight, and obviously a little bit more weight to contend with. She got raised £7 for winning here back in mid-July. Stall 14 will be a little bit of a problem for Shane Farley to overcome. But if she can get out and get it across and get a good break, then she's certainly going to be dangerous from the front, as from like she was here the last day. I really like, however, number one on the race card here, Crystal Earth, a horse that's finished placed on its last 2 starts, including last time out in a red-hot race down in Cork, which comes out really well. And the figures now, you wouldn't believe it, but this race here, won by Sheila's Wish, the race which Crystal Earth was second in, was actually a lot quicker than Venus de Milo, not only in the overall, but also on the circuit time and the split times that I do. So I think we're dealing with a decent piece of form here. This is the first horse to run out of the race, of course. So I'm hopeful that this race will start working out well. Got a good draw tonight as Peter Fye's charged. Drawn in stall 1, so hopefully Ronan Whelan can get this mare out, hold a position around the inside. She should get a lovely run through around the inner, which obviously will save ground around this tight track here this evening. And we know that she stays really well. She certainly looks capable of winning off the back of her last 2 victories. And around about 4-1 each way, I think Crystal Earth is a really good bet here in the 6:15.
Okay, we go over the jumps next. We're over hurdles for the first time at 6:50. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, and the betting is headed by Massini's Trap, who's 4-5 this morning. Disappointing on the flat, struggled on the hurdling debut, but a much improved performance last time. But the jockey on that occasion, the conditional jockey, Thomas Doran, left it far too late, and he's been given a 50-day ban. He'd surely have won on that day, wouldn't he, Andy?
Yeah, one of the most controversial horses running in Ireland so far this season. I really felt sorry for Thomas Doran that day, who obviously incurred the 50-day ban. I don't really think that he was the lad's fault. He was obviously riding under orders to, you know, hold the horse up and, you know, I'm saying not to win. Obviously, you know, you don't really know what was said. But yeah, it didn't look very pretty, and obviously Ruby Walsh has been booked tonight. It suggests that James Nashville obviously wanted to be making sure that this horse wins tonight. He doesn't want to have a horse shrouded in controversy, you know, for too long. He'd want to get the monkey off his back here and get the victory under his belt. There was every indication that off that run the other day that he was a winner waiting to happen. And this looks a particularly poor maiden hurdle tonight. And the fact that he's booked Ruby Walsh, hopefully he shouldn't make any mistakes this evening. And Massini's Trap, he's definitely the nap of the night for me here in the 6:50.
Okay, Massini's Trap, the nap, then onto the 7:20 next. This is race 5 on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle over the 2 mile trip. And there isn't much in the betting to split them in the betting this morning between Hurricane Jojo Vardani and Viscount Denoya. Do you see it between those three, Andy, or is there something else in the race?
Well, I quite like Vendani. He's a horse that I tipped last time out of Galway, only for the heavens to open and the ground went heavy, and thus his chance was rather ruined. The reason I went for him is because Dennis Hogan's inmate had run really well the time before in a 2.5 mile handicap down in Killarney when he travelled really well. I looked like justifying that gamble that was afforded his way. He was back from 5-6-1 into 130, only for him to make a very bad mistake at the last. He literally took it halfway up that flight of hurdles and he ended his chance because he couldn't re-rally on the running. Better ground tonight will definitely suit. I think the drop back to 2 miles will be fine for him because he's got a good cruising speed. And if there's good cash for him again this morning, I think Dennis Hogan's 4-year-old's definitely got a good chance of taking this. But it won't be easy because he's up against several informed performers, the likes of Hurricane Jojo, who won last Thursday at Sligo in good fashion, and also Dararan, who runs this track particularly well and has the services of Barry Geraghty on board after the back of a good run the other day in Galway. We'll certainly keep Vendani honest here. I'll stick with Vendani, but I wouldn't say it's out of loyalty. I'd never tip a horse just because I'll follow it over a cliff. I genuinely think he's a well-handicapped horse, but I am concerned about those other two mentioned, Hurricane Jojo and Dararan.
Okay, the penultimate race this evening is the 7:50, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. We've got a few runners that have been in form around this track of late at the top of the betting. Green 32 and Doctor's Daughter, are the 5-1 joint favourites. Muzak also likes it round Ballin Robe as well, that's 6-1. The Black Russian is 7s. Limpopo Tom 8s, and then 10-1 or bigger the rest. This is quite an open handicap, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, it is, but I do like to tip Sean Mahan's horses. If they've got plenty of track form, he's got a fantastic record here. A horse like USA, for instance, has won a couple of times around here this season for Steve. And he's got this Green 32, who won here two starts ago in pretty easy fashion, ridden by tonight's pilot, Robbie Dunn. I like the way that horse got the better run in Rocket, who've gone into that race in good form, and they were well clear of the rest. On the figures, that comes out really well. Handled the slightly softer terrain the other day, really. That's a Galway to good effect. Just got outrun in the closing stages by Glenn Coney Key. Again, they were well clear of the rest, including Muzak, who's back and forth. I just don't like the way this horse goes about his business. He's uncomplicated. He's got a good cruising speed. Like I said, he's from a stable that have got a fantastic record over the years here at Ballinrobe. So I'll stick with Green 32. He looks really solid each way in that 7:50.
Okay, and the closing race is the 8:20. This is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and the betting is headed by Old Kilcash this morning, who cost a fair bit, Andy, and needs to he needs to be winning races like this, doesn't he?
He certainly does, yeah. As the Racing Post summary says, he's probably going to be one of the winter horses, if you like, and a lot of these are summer jumping type. So if he doesn't win tonight, then I'm sure the Shark Hannon will be disappointed, not devastated, because I mean it is his first run for quite a while and it's his first run over hurdles, but class wise he'd be mixing it in some of the better festivals along the way. He was a bit disappointed last time out, but he was found to be clinically abnormal after the race at Leopardstown. Prior to that, he finished third in a good race at the same venue behind Maul Park, who's unbeaten, of course, now for Willie Mullins, and also Blackmail, who's gone on to win over hurdles subsequently for the Tony Martin stable. Back in the field was Top of the Rye and Lady Glencoe, and they both won hurdle races in their next few starts. So that race at Leopardstown in mid-December was a really good guide to that form. If he takes the hurdles and handles his quicker ground, then definitely Old Kilcash is the one to beat. If you're looking for something solid each way or to back on the pro market from a place-only aspect, look no further than Philly Fancy here from the John Ryan stable. Now, this yard's going really well at the moment. Also, like Rear Daffa, for instance, who won at the Galway Festival the other day, been in really good form. And this horse comes off the back of a very good run here over the track when she stayed on very strongly behind Bob LeBeau in a hugely quick time. Back in third was Spot Fine, who unfortunately hasn't got off the mark, but he's a good guide with regards to maiden hurdle form. So I don't think Philly's Fancy here each way is probably the angle I'd like to approach in this race in the 8:20.
OK. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you will, before you go, if you just want to summarise your selections for us at Ballinrobe one more time.
Yeah, decent card tonight. Competitive racing as always. Mixed card. Tax Reform looks a decent bet in the first race of 5.15. In the 5.45, I'll stick with the Informed Granny on Fire to live up to her name in that mile, one furlong handicap. My next best on the card is Crystal Earth each way in the 4-1. Off the back of that really good run in a huge figure race down in Cork for the grade. Hopefully Ronan Whelan will get a good run through around the inside from store one. But now for the night, has to be Messini's Trap, who obviously caught the eye in a major way last time out here at this track, and hopefully compensation awaits for him. In the 7.20, really wide arm race, I'll stick with Vendani and go with him each way, although I am frightened about Darawan and Hurricane Jojo, who are coming in good form. In the 7.50, another wide open contest, but I like the way that Green 32 went about his work two starts ago. He's back over the scene of that victory two starts back, and hopefully he'll go well for the trainer, Steve Mahan. And in the final race, I'll go with Philly's Fancy each way. I'm pretty sure that she'll run a race, and if she does, she should be in the first three at the very least.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy, and enjoy at Ballon Robe this evening.
Cheers. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.